people spiritually is to take away proper spiritual training. Amen? Proper spiritual training. And so it's very important that we listen very intently, especially in these last days, because something special is getting ready to take place. And I don't know about you, but I really want to be ready. And today, as I studied the black horse, wow, it was just something. It's got me. It actually, as never before has the black horse shook me like it shook me this week. Amen. You got your Bible. Turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Stand for the reading of the word. Revelation chapter 6. The black horse, the white horse, of course, is the Antichrist. All four horses is the Antichrist. But that white horse is his appearing. He appears as a Christ. He appears as he has the answer, the anointed one. But as time goes by, as he begins to unveil himself, then you'll see manifestations. It's like the fruit of the Spirit. There's manifestations of the fruit, not the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. The same way with the four horsemen, it's manifestations of the Antichrist and some of the wild mess that's going to be going on in this day and time. You got your Bible? Say amen. You turn to Revelation chapter 6, say amen. And remember, this is not out here to scare you. This is to prepare you. Not to scare you, but prepare you. And never in history, my history, maybe not in a total history, but never in my history, has the black horse been so real. Okay, are you ready? I guess I'm saying I'm ready. Amen, I'm ready. All right, here we go. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow and a crown given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And of course, in this last year or so, you'll see where it's talking about nation against nation or ethnic group against ethnic group. We can see a whole lot of stuff happening in this day and time that was not happening before. Let me keep on going here. Here it is. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And heard a voice in the midst of the beast say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. See that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. See not thou hurt the oil and the wine. I believe God is speaking in a very powerful way right now to all of us. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you've given us your word, Lord, that we can take your word and as things are happening, we can see it unfolding in the very front of our eyes. And we know that you're doing something in our midst, Lord, that we need to pay heed to and pay close attention to. Lord, as we've been going over these four horses, it's been very evident of what is happening. And Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to see, to know, and understand. And Lord, as much as possible, because right now we live in a very politically charged time. And it's like 50-50, going against each other all the time. And Lord, let's take all that out of the way. Get rid of the politics and look at it spiritually. As we look at it spiritually, then we can have our eyes open, because if we try to look at it politically, we're going to be biased and we're going to push away whatever's coming our way. God, help us to take politics out and treat this, Lord, as your word warning us what is about to come. In the name of Jesus we pray. And the church said, amen. You be seated. On the way down, tell somebody it's good to be in the house of God today. I remember one day, DC and Daniel were just little bitty fellas, and I was arguing about the bills. I know none of y'all ever argue about the bills. I said, taxes, rent, telephone, clothes, food, the cost of living is going up everywhere. I'd be happy if just one thing went down. DC picked up his head and said, Daddy, here's my report card. All right. Let's go back over here to this verse right here. Again, please, I want y'all to be listening. Please be intent. And I'm going to ask something. Now I'm not saying this in an accusing way. I'm saying this in the pastoral way. Don't be playing on Facebook. Don't be playing games. Because if you said it helps you think, I'm going to tell you something. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. And I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. Your mind can only comprehend one thing. Multitasking does not work. Do you know if you start multitasking, it literally takes 10 plus points off your IQ? So here's what I want you to do. This is so important, and I never say this. This is so important. I really need you, unless you're expecting some fancy call, put down the phone and listen to me. That way, when you sit there and God says, did you hear what they said in church? Yeah, he said something about, I don't know, but guess what? I got 10 more friends, 10 more likes on my Facebook page. No, put it all down. Listen. Anybody out here can hear outside. Quit cooking. Quit doing whatever you're doing. And listen. This is so important. That's why I'm telling you, stop, look, and listen. Right now, this is more important than you'll ever know in your life. Now, get ready, because this is coming so fast, it's going to overwhelm us, okay, if you're not ready for it. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I beheld a little black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. Then thou shalt hurt not the oil. See that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And of course, the fourth beast said, come and see. I just don't even care about the seventh verse right now. Let's go ahead. I'm just going to catch us up, just kind of keep on going. I'm not going to redo all the other ones. I'm just going to give you some continuity, especially if you haven't been here. Jesus breaks the seven seals on this book one by one. And as these seals are open, there's a series of divine judgments that are poured out upon the earth and who dwell on the earth. Now, one thing you got to see about this thing, when we see all this chaos happening, we're thinking that everything's out of control. But God's showing us and telling us the seals are being opened. What he's saying is, although everything seems out of control on earth, God is still in control. He still has limits. He's still taking care of business. And as I watch history unfold in front of our eyes, we're here now. It's so important. So important that you understand we are here now. Okay? Now, I know there's all kinds of spiritual views, and that's fine. You can pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, a-trib. However, and again, I've told you, the pre-trib, you're taken out before the Antichrist is revealed. Mid-trib, you're taken out in the 3.5 years before Satan is kicked out of heaven. The post-trib is you're taken out after the 7 years. And then there's a-trib, meaning you're just going to go all the way through it. Either way about it, we are now on the edge of what's getting ready to happen. Take Democrat and Republican out of it. What we're facing now is we're on the edge of what's getting ready to happen. Okay? Now, you say, well, don't, you're scaring me. Well, I hope I do. I had one time a guy told me, I had a guy tell me in B5 said, listen, you're scaring the hell out of me. And I said, well, I hope I do. Yeah. So watch. The Lamb opens the first seal. The noise of thunder in heaven signals the approach of a storm. What is about to be unleashed on this world is beyond description. So, of course, we started with the white horse. Okay? And the white horse is the white horse of deception. He's the great counterfeiter. He does all he can to imitate Christ. He does all he can to deceive the masses, and he's going to do it. You're going to say, how in the world can this be done? Hey, I'm telling you, I see what's going on in the world today. People are willing to follow anything that gives them the least little bit of hope. Amen? So Jews will believe that he's the true Messiah until Satan inhabits him midway. Right now, Satan still has not actually inhabited the throne yet, but he will midway of tribulation. So there's the white horse. Then there is the red horse. The red horse, of course, is the red horse of war. And what he's going to do, we talked about him 2 weeks ago, and what's happening is the planet is brutalized while he's here, while this is going on. Great refers to the extent in every aspect that we can ever even comprehend. The sword refers to the short sword used in assassinations. It's going to be more hand-to-hand stuff going on. You think it's all going to be all nuclear? Now that comes at the further end of Revelation. But this is people turning against people. Murder is going to be on the rise. And what's one of the biggest things happening right now as we speak in a lot of our big cities? Murder is not only up 10%, 20%, 40%. In some places, it's up 100%. Okay? This is a mark of what's happening when you talk about this. And this right here, I really believe, because I'm pre-trib, I really believe, honestly, that this is just a sign of what's getting ready to come, getting us ready. So now we're going to talk about the third seal. The third seal, of course, is the black horse of destitution. Okay? Now, war and famine are always evil companions. When you have one, you have the other. And of course, black is always associated with famine. So now I want to really get down. I want us to really, really comprehend what I'm getting ready to talk about right now, because honestly, this just blows me away. I've studied the four horsemen for as long as I can remember, as long as I've been a pastor. I remember with the very first time I took Revelation in college. And I had a 30-minute ride home. I'd been going to Revelation we didn't have online classes, so we had to go to Kinley every Thursday for 8 years to get a 4-year degree. And we would go from 8 or 9 in the morning until sometimes 5 or 6 at night, all day Thursday. And I remember we spent the whole day on the tribulation. And we spent, wow, up until this time, I'd been taught the first 3.5 years won't be so bad, but the second half is going to be the worst part. And as we began studying Revelation, and that's back, way on back, I'm talking about that's in the 80s, and they began talking about the four horsemen. And this is just in the very first part of the 3.5 years. All of a sudden, my heart dropped. And when I got in my car, I was in a daze. And when I started driving home, I started thinking about my loved ones that always tell me, we don't want to hear it. Don't come talking about God to us. And as I began thinking about that and thinking about the four horsemen, I'm not kidding, I cried the rest of the night. And that's back in the 80s. Think about now and what we see happening. So again, you can be pre-trib, and if you're pre-trib like I am, meaning I believe the rapture is going to take place because the Bible says before the Antichrist is revealed, although I believe he's here right now, and I believe he's working, and his spirit's already working, but him physically, I believe, is here, but he's not been revealed yet as with that Messiah deal. And we got to see Russia and China and all of them go against Israel. And when they go against Israel, in Ezekiel 38, 39, we talked about that. It's going to happen at the very beginning of tribulation, and it's going to happen at the very end of tribulation. And so as you see all this stuff happening at the beginning and the end of tribulation, that's all got to take place. And so none of that's taking place. They're just moving the chess players around on the board, ready for the attack. Everything's, the chessboard's being fixed. Everything's right there, and it's ready to go. So now watch this now. Be careful. Pre-tribulation, I believe, because I believe pre-tribulation rapture, and you can believe what you want. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to argue with you. Because honestly, I could be wrong. It could be mid-trib. Or I could be wrong. It could be a post-trib. Or I could be wrong. It could be a-trib. All I know is that you and I can argue on the way up. Amen? So again, watch this. If you're pre-trib, what's going on now is conditioning. Because if you look in Revelation and see the stuff they're talking about, it says it makes no sense. How could this happen? We've got the greatest prosperity we ever had. After this last 2 years, we've been conditioned for what's coming. And the conditioning never stops. We just need y'all to shut down for 14 days to get things back up. How many years has it been now? So, and then tell me, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get a shot, don't get a shot, get two shots. Well, they're not going to work. You need to get a booster shot. Honestly, I feel like the nuts are in charge of the nut house. Amen. So you got, that's why I want you to listen to me today, because I'm going to give you biblical stuff. All the politics, they're playing politics as hard as they can play. If they take politics out of it, we come out a whole lot faster. But they got the politics in it, and every time they throw the politics in it, it automatically throws a monkey wrench in the solution. So God's got the solution. So watch this. If you're pre-trib, this is conditioning. If you're mid-trib, this is the conditions. If you're post-trib or a-trib, go ahead and buckle down, go buy you some stuff and put it up. Okay? So now watch this. The black horse. There's the scales. That's his mark, the scales. See his scales there? The black horse of destitution. At this point, we've talked about the Antichrist with the false peace. Then we talked about war. We haven't seen any of that, have we? And now it's marked by what? Shortages. I'm going to let it sink in for a minute. The black horse. Marked by shortages. Have you been in Walmart lately and walked down the empty aisles? Have you had to fight somebody for a loaf of bread? Remember, it used to be just hurricanes. You had to fight somebody for a loaf of bread. I remember one day I had to fight somebody from, they tried to take my loaf of bread and my milk out of my cart. I thought I was going to have to fight. If they had not been 90 years old, I'd never outrun them. Are you ready? Set of scales. It's got a very specific reason for those scales. Rations. Rations. We're so used to having everything we want right now. Everything just handed to us. We're from the USA. We've got everything handed to us on a silver platter. We got nice cars and nice homes and get all the gas we want and we can get all the food we want. You can go into Walmart anywhere and get everything you want. Really? Have you noticed the shortages lately? I just wrote down a handful. Ready for the shortages? Now? Can you even imagine when the black horse appears? This is our shortages now. Lysol. Some of it started in the very beginning of COVID. Now it's still there and it keeps right on going. Just you get a little spot here and there, a little bright spot. Lysol, disinfectant, face mask. Of course, face masks now are coming out, but to start with, they didn't have any face masks. PPE, we had to give all our stuff to the medical people, and we're making our own masks. Because everybody's making their own masks. Guess what? Ran out of fabric. So face mask, material for homemade fast masks, PPE, chicken, pork, beef. I walked in the other day to buy chicken. I told the man, I said, look, I just wanted a chicken. I didn't want to buy the whole coop. What used to cost $3 is now $9, $10, $12. Go buy a big steak. You go buy a big steak, you might as well go ahead and get it on payments. Pork. I couldn't even get a hot dog. Look, chicken, pork, beef. Well, here's a good one, gas. Has anybody gone to a gas station lately and said, oh, we're all out of everything but regular? Or you better, look, you can't get, but just fill your tank up. Don't put any in the back of your truck, or you can only get 10 gallons. What's that called? Rationing. So, what's this? My favorite of all, toilet paper. Praise God, I can't eat, but I can go to the bathroom. Toilet paper! Can you imagine? I remember going in, and my wife said, I think we're going to need some toilet paper, just on a regular shopping list. And I went by the toilet paper, and there was plenty of toilet paper. This is the very beginning of COVID. And I walked down to the other end. I said, oop, I forgot toilet paper. Came back, and it was all gone. So then they started rationing toilet paper. I kid you not. How many had you had it rationed? They told you, you can go all you want, but you might go, but you might not. You can go with the flow, but you ain't going to be able to go the way you thought you were going to go, because we got you. Wood. Lumber. Hot dogs, bacon, cheese, seafood, coffee, chlorine, corn, labor. That's now. It is shutting us down now. Can you imagine when the black horse appears? This would never happen to us. We're in the USA. It's happening now. That $2 pork chop is now a $10 pork chop. It used to be soft and tender. Now it's hard as a rock. Because they just found it from somewhere and threw it out there. I don't know how old the thing was. You know, you used to buy these emergency kits. You know, feed your family for 48 hours, and they were like $19 from Wise Foods or Augustin Farms. Now that $19 kit's $100. I was looking over there. I said, you know what? I might get me some hamburger in a can so I can store it up if I need it. And the hamburger in the can, and I like it to have for emergencies, period. Or in a hurricane or something. I don't want to rush in the store and have to fight everybody to get something for the hurricane or the snowstorm. That $6 can of hamburger today was $28. This is reality. It's not a joke. People can say that the Bible's not true, or that God didn't know what he was talking about. God knew what he was talking about and is talking about. In the black horse, when he comes, it'll be so severe that the basic necessities are rationed. They're already rationed. Just in case you can't get toilet paper and you want to get a corn cob, you can't even get corn because it's rationed. So watch this. In World War II, listen, I want you to hear this now. I was not in war. Who was in World War II? Not fighting, but you were alive in World War II. You remember this. I'm not making it up. When the war began, the military's demand for certain goods increased dramatically, and there were shortages. Ration books were handed out, and people used the coupons in these books to obtain things that they needed. Things that we take for granted, like sugar, coffee, butter, meat, cheese, canned goods, shoes, gasoline were all carefully rationed. During the height of the war, sugar was limited to 12 ounces per family. 12 ounces per week. Gas was limited to 3 gallons per ration period. Coffee was rationed at 1 pound for a 5-week period. Can you see somebody that loves coffee as much as I do can't have but one cup? I mean, you're already out of coffee and it's the first week of the month. got a coffee and sugar and toilet paper. Wow. That's a tough time around there. So again, black, mourning, sorrow, balances, rationing. Now we're going to get even deeper. Get ready. And remember, this has got nothing to do with politics. If you think I'm up here speaking as a politician, you got the wrong thing. I'm giving you what the Word says. Take Republican, Democrat, all of them out of it. This has got nothing to do with Trump. This has got nothing to do with Biden. This has got to do with what we're going through. Say what you want. It gets worse as time goes by, and it's going to get even worse when the black horse arrives, whoever's in office. Ready? You ready? The black horse of destitution, watch this. Not only is it marked by shortages, it's marked by starvation. Right now, every 3.6 seconds, somebody dies of starvation. Now. Can you imagine when the black horse comes in? Every year, 15 million children die of starvation and hunger-related illnesses. 4 million people starve to death every year. 1.3 billion live on less than $1 of income per day. Another 3 billion have to try and survive on less than $3 per day. But we're Americans. We don't have to worry about that. Just watch it, okay? Did you know, watch this. Let's go a little bit further here. Starvation. It said that a measure of barley. Now watch this. What a measure means in the Greek, it means literally enough food to feed a grown working man for one day. A measure of barley means it'll feed one man one day. Not his family, not his friends, one man one day. And barley, that's the cheap stuff. That's the stuff that they used to feed the livestock. It was called the poor man's food. And it said, when the black horse comes, you're going to say a measure for a penny or denarii. You say tomato, I say tomato. It don't matter. It's a penny. So you can work for a penny a day. So, if I'm working for a penny a day and it takes a penny a day to feed me, what's it going to do for my wife and kids? That can never happen here, really. Watch this. The average American puts enough food in the trash can each day to feed a family of six in India. Wow. For the price of one missile, a school full of hungry children could eat lunch every day for 5 years. The assets of the world's three richest men are more than the combined GNP of all of the least developed countries on the planet. Ready? That's the one called. You're going to go to the next one. Ready? Get ready. I'll put that little up there because I want you to see this. It's marked by separation. It says, hurt not the wine and the oil. There's all kinds of speculations here. Oil and wine also represents the Holy Spirit. It represents salvation. But in context, and that's why I read you that first one about the GDP and the three richest men. Ready? Hurt not the wine or the oil. The luxury items will not be affected. When the red horse, and see, that's why you got to stay out of the politics, because politics will tell you they're fixing it. They're not fixing it. It's going to get worse. Let me just tell you something here. Ready? The classes are going to grow further apart. Matter of fact, watch this. There's only going to be two classes when the black horse comes. The very rich and the poor. Just two classes. What happened to the middle class? If there's only two classes, what happened to the middle class? I believe the middle class will be gone. Because the middle class bears the weight for all. So during the black horse, the Bill Gates and those guys, they're just going to get richer and richer and richer. The middle class is going to be absorbed, and there's going to be the filthy rich and those that can barely get by. Wow. I don't know if you've noticed or not. Have you noticed taxes going up? Not only are taxes going up, they're talking about raising them even more. And they said, they're not going to raise your taxes. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Then why do I keep getting bills from the IRS? I didn't tell them to take me off their mailing list. You got it wrong. You're not going to raise my taxes. I got promises. Really? Then why do my taxes keep going up? Not $5. I'm talking about $1,000. Why does my taxes go up $1,000? $1,600. When my income goes down, my taxes going up. Tell me, explain to me how I'm not going to be taxed. I just want to know. Tell me. That's why you got to take the politics out of this. Because the politics are a lie. Period. God's word is not a lie. And so, think about it. You go to the grocery store. What used to cost $20, now it costs $70. Go to gas station. Used to cost $20 to fill up my car. Now it costs $40 and $50 to fill up my car. Tell me I'm not being taxed. Tell me you're not being taxed. And what's going to happen is the middle class is going to be absorbed. Because we can't continue this way. You can't not raise our salary, but keep raising our output. Not keeping the input low and the output higher and higher and higher. Guess what? The middle class is gone. So now, when the black horse comes, you think it's bad now when the black horse comes? Wow. I keep adding a little bit to this every week, this last closing here, but I want to put it up here. I start out by saying hell was about to break loose. With the black horse, I'm saying hell is breaking loose. DC, come up here. Get ready to play something. You don't have to experience what's coming with the black horse because the day's the day of salvation. We've never lived in a time like this, ever. All these wars and rumors of wars and just the cities imploding and people imploding and groups imploding and churches imploding. Wow. Prices going skyrocketing. I decided, I mean, I got an outdoor pool, and it, of course, mine is a Grinch pool because mine's all green. And I needed some of these tablets. And so finally, Walmart got some tablets. I picked those tablets up, and I put them in my cart. I said, finally, tablets, chlorine tablets. And all year, they didn't have them. There was. I picked them up, put them in my cart. And if you got a Walmart app, call up your Walmart app and it'll scan your prices for you. So I walked off and said, finally got some. And I walked off and I hit the thing and it said $88. And I said, no, I don't have any. $88 for what I would have spent $20 on last year. Can that sink in any deeper? $88. Why? Because of shortages. They tell us when the gas goes up, it's going right back down. Don't worry, it's going to go down. Really? Did you notice this week it's $3 a gallon? Well, after the hurricane, once it get fixed, it'll start going down. Well, it went down for about a week. Then it jumped right back up. The black horse conditioning is happening now. You take a frog and you boil some water and you throw that frog in that boiling water, he'll jump out. But you take that same frog and you throw him in lukewarm water, just room temperature water, and just start turning up. Just turn up the heat just a little bit. He'll wiggle around, but then he'll get used to it. Everything's fine. Turn up a little bit more. Ooh, it gets uncomfortable, and he wiggles around, then he gets fine. Turn up a little bit more, he wiggles around, and he gets fine. Eventually, you can turn it to boiling. He won't even recognize that he's being cooked to death. And he dies. We're in the boiling water right now. And every time we think it's going to can't get any worse, it does. We wiggle around. Boil a little bit more. We wiggle around. You know what? When the black horse comes, it'll be too late to do any wiggling. We're in the conditioning now. It's going to be something. But I know God's already told us. And as I see the stuff happening around us, I know it's conditioning. So you know what I do? I stand stronger on God's word. I depend more on God's word. I believe that if you depend on God's word and God's prophecy right now, you'll get more excited than anything. I'm more excited than anything because I know that we're almost out of here. Rationing. Something that's, look, years ago I got put on an APAP machine. Been on it for 7 years. I hear a little bleep. They're recalling some of these machines because they're sending stuff in people's lungs and causing cancer and chest infections and sinus infections. And I didn't see where mine was. I didn't get anything. So I said, they weren't talking about me. 2 months went by and I get a certified letter. Quit using your machine. It causes cancer. 2 months? I've been using it 7 years. So then I go to get another machine. Guess what? There's so many millions of people that had that machine, that kind of machine, that there are none. And the people that got the recall, it'll be a whole year. If they got an old machine, they can recondition it, or they can find a way to go get in the reconditioning machine for you. But all the ones they had, they took and put in medical facilities. So I called, and they said, well, you qualify for a new one, so you ain't got to wait a year. We'll go ahead and order yours. And they ordered it 2 weeks ago. And they said, because of shortages, it may be 4 weeks. But they told me not to go to sleep at night without that machine for 15 minutes because I could have a stroke or a heart attack because I have the most severe. So I told them, I said, y'all realize y'all told me not to sleep without it? And they said, well, just get you a wedge. Well, if a wedge worked, I wouldn't have come see y'all. Shortages. Everywhere you look, there's shortages. Can you only imagine when the black horse comes? Wow. Everybody stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I sit back and look now and I think, I can't believe that one of the biggest shortages during COVID was toilet paper. It still boggles my mind. I can't ever remember a hurricane or a snowstorm and you go to the milk aisle, it's got a milk, you go to the bread aisle, it's out of bread. I never saw toilet paper gone. But that's just the craziness of this time that we live in. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want you to remember, this is conditioning. It's getting us ready. So by the time the black horse happens, we're going to be so conditioned, if we're not gone, that we're going to think it's everyday stuff. And we'll fall for the tricks of the Antichrist. That's what's happening. The world's being prepped to fall for the lies of the Antichrist. So when it does happen, you're going to go right along with it. If you're here today, every eye closed, every head bowed. And you say, Pastor, I know you said it excites you, but it don't excite me. Let me just tell you, it frustrates me too. I'm frustrated, but I'm also excited because I know I'm getting ready to leave this place. But if you're here today and you take an honest evaluation of yourself, not everybody around you, just you, and you can say, you know, I see now we're being conditioned. I understand the Antichrist is conditioning us so that when he comes on earth, we're not going to think it's a strange thing. We're just going to fall right with him because we're already in condition for it. But I don't want to fall in that category. I need me and God to be together so I can escape this. If I'm talking to you today and nobody's looking around, every head bowed, and you would say, Pastor, I don't know if I'm ready. I want to be, but I don't know if I'm ready for what's coming. I need Jesus to do something in my life different. I'm getting cold, and I don't need to be cold. I need to be hot, and I don't know how to be hot, but I just know I'm getting colder and colder and colder in God, and I just need that to stop. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If I'm talking to you, you ain't got to put it up for very long. Slip that hand up. Put it up. I'm getting cold. I feel a draft. Maybe you're here right now and you may have even grown indifferent. Because of all the stuff that's happened so much. Just indifferent. Remember, that's the mark of the Laodicean age. Indifference. Cold and indifferent. My four no more, and I really honestly could care less about anybody else. That's the mark of the Laodicean age. If you find yourself getting careless, reckless with your faith, and careless and reckless with all the things that's happening, while nobody's looking around, every eye closed, would you just slip that hand up and say, Pastor, this is me. I'm getting careless and reckless. Honestly, I'm getting cold. I just don't care. I'm getting to the point now where I just don't care anymore. after we talk about the gray horse or the pale horse, I'm going to tell you how to make it. I'm going to do a whole sermon on how to make it, because the Bible tells us right there in Revelation how to make it through all of this. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. It's how to make it through this. Whether it's pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, a-trib, this is going to tell you how. God's Word tells us very distinctly how to handle it. But right now, here's what I want you to do. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody. I want you to say this again. I know we're doing it every week, but that's okay. You can't ever do it too much. Put your hands up and repeat after me. Lord, I commit myself to you. I know that we're being conditioned. But Lord, I don't want to be that frog in the boiling pot. I want to stay on fire for you. Help me to keep my mind centered by your word. Help me continue to worship, especially while we can. Lord, help me make the most of every day for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Wow. Who would have ever in a million years thought we'd be facing the stuff we're facing now? If you'd have told me in 2019 that 2020 was going to blow you out of the water, if you just told me you couldn't get toilet paper, much less chlorine, pork, chicken, gas. It's got now when I go to the store and I look at the empty shelves, they just go, well, somewhere along the chain got broken because they didn't have this. And so now, if you get it, you're really going to pay for it. Wow. And that's now. I can't even imagine. Every morning, I want you to say this when you get up. Lord, I thank you for a fresh day. And Lord, listen, I want you to say this. I know they're conditioning me for the Antichrist. But Lord, you keep me conditioned for the Christ. Amen? God is so awesome. Brother Doug, we just miss us in prayer, please.